Welcome to Inside Your County Government. I'm Doria Fleischer, your Community Engagement Coordinator. As the school year has just kicked off in Charles County, we thought it would be a great time to speak with our Charles County Public Schools Superintendent, Dr. Maria Navarro. She is here with us today to talk about the upcoming school year, what she's excited about, and what our students and parents can look forward to. So Dr. Navarro, thank you so much for being here today. I know that to pull you out of your day-to-day routine to do this must have an impact on your schedule, and I appreciate you taking the time to do that.
It's my pleasure, Doria. It's nice to be with you again and have an opportunity to talk about our school system.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And I'm laughing because I'm thinking back to the last time we sat down together for a podcast. You were much newer in our county as a resident and as our superintendent. I hope you are feeling settled in both of those roles now and that you've had a little more time to, I think if I remember last time, you talked about wanting more opportunities to explore the county, eat crabs, and kind of get to know us as a county. And I hope you've had that chance.
And I have. I feel like I use less and less my GPS.
Beautiful.
So it's nice to, and I don't get lost as much. And so I am everywhere in the county. I feel like I have been in every corner of it almost.
Well, I'm thrilled you've been able to explore and get out there and that you don't need a GPS to make your way around our roads anymore. So Dr. Navarro, this is your second year as Charles County Superintendent. You transitioned into this role, I mean, we just keep saying it, right? And it was an unprecedented time. So not only were you new to Charles County, you were new to the role of superintendent, and we were still working with COVID and figuring out what it was like to have schools open during a pandemic. I certainly hope that this year is healthier and a more straightforward school year for you and the students and your entire team who supports them. Can you tell us what you are excited about for this 2022-2023 school year?
Well, Dory, I think as I think back at how we started last August when students came and where they were emotionally, socially, we're just in a very different place. And I've talked to staff and students. First of all, we have no restrictions. Our community members, our volunteers, our sports, our after-school programs are all in full gear. So it's an opportunity for us to come back to the routines that we remembered. And we're seeing students walk through the door much more well-adjusted. We still have some remnants of the pandemic and its impact of virtual learning on students, no doubt, but a very different picture from how we started last year.
That makes me so happy to hear. Thank you. What gives you, now that we can be a little more normal, what does that look like for you? What are you excited about?
Well, you know, as an educator, I have to say, I mentioned all of the activities and all of the sports that students can come back into and participate in, and that's extremely important. That creates a well-rounded educational experience for students. But as a lifelong teacher, I'm also very excited about our academic programs. We expanded our career education programs. We have a barbering program at Steedham. We are expanding high school courses into middle school, and I think this is important for parents to understand. And the reason we're doing that, we're starting with world languages. Very exciting to bring those courses into middle school so that students can take those courses early. Some classes for what we have in all of our high schools, the Project Lead the Way, the first course in the Project Lead the Way program. We're also bringing it in the near future to the middle schools. And what that really allows is for students to be able to open up their schedules in high schools to fully complete a pathway that they're interested in. I think that's important for families to know and learn more about as they're transitioning from elementary school to middle school. And then when they move to high school, I'm very excited that 72 of our high school students are doing their senior year at the CSM campus in La Plata. They're duly enrolled students and in an early college program, which means that they're going to graduate with 32 college credits. you know, paid for by the school system. And next year, we're expanding that program where juniors and seniors will be doing their last two school years at CSM, and or hopefully many of them earning an associate's degree at the same time that they earn their high school diploma. So just very, very excited. Very excited to see our teachers come back. And they did a lot of professional learning this summer. And we see all of the fruits of their labor and their learning now being implemented in the classrooms as we walk through in and out of classrooms across the district.
I love hearing about the partnership with CSM as community engagement coordinator and, you know, working with Charles County government and our partner agencies. I just love knowing that how the different agencies are working together to utilize the great programs and services that we have in Charles County. So that makes me so happy to hear. Thank you. I know you touched on your educators and making sure they've got the professional development opportunities and support they need, which I'd love to ask. I know that across the country, not just in Charles County, we're struggling with teacher shortages. Can you talk about some ways that this has had an impact on Charles County Public Schools and what you're doing to address the issue?
Yeah, you know, the teacher shortage is a problem that we as educators have seen coming for a while. The reality in Maryland is that we import teachers because we are just not graduating in our higher education organizations, a lot of teachers. What we are doing in Charles County is we're maximizing a grant that from the State Department. It's called the LEADS Grant to tackle this issue in a couple of different ways. The first one is sort of grow your own programs, where we are actively going out to students and talking about the profession of teaching, what it is, and how do we provide opportunities for you to learn sort of what we do when we're not directly teaching students, how we prepare, what does it mean to really develop lessons, what we think about as educators, and hopefully get more interest for students to pursue a degree in education in college. And we plan to support some students through that with some tuition support. So if you are interested in teaching and you're one of our high school students and you're going to continue on, we're going to be very vocal about pursue teaching, and we'll support some of your tuition needs around that. The other thing is we have wonderful instructional assistants, conditional teachers, teachers who are not yet certified. They may have gone to school and received a bachelor's degree in another area and really want to try out teaching. So we've expanded our educator support office to provide more mentoring, more case management, and tuition reimbursement to support them into meeting the requirements, whether it's getting a bachelor's degree in education if you're an instructional assistant and don't have one, to if you have another degree and just have to take courses and pass the praxis, how do we better support you to do so within a time frame? And the Department of Education has extended those timelines as well. My HR office is incredible. They have done amazing work to recruit people to come to Charles County. I hope our staff can see for all of our employees, not just teachers. We wanted to increase compensation and did so with this budget for all of our employees, because we want to be a place where they love working and they're compensated for their work. And we strive to do that and be competitive every single year for all of our employees. Those are some of the things that we're looking at, supporting career changers, asking retired teachers to come and be part of our teacher mentoring program to just help take a small caseload of teachers and really help them in those critical first years.
That's wonderful. And I know you and I never had the opportunity to work together, but as a former school system employee, I really appreciate hearing the supports that are being put in place for our educators so that they've got what they need and are compensated fairly. I appreciate what you're doing for our teachers so we can keep the ones we have and encourage new people to come in and be a part of the school system.
Absolutely.
So engagement and involvement for parents, students, and schools are vital for the student's success inside and outside of the classroom. We know that from all of this data. Can you tell us about how Charles County Public Schools is planning to engage with school families this year? And is there anything that parents can do to be more engaged and help support their students?
Yes. So, you know, one of the things that I'm also very excited about is this year we have our brand new community engagement and equity office. We have a director, we have staff in the office, and their job is to work with community organizations to bring more of the community in. We're working very close with our PTSOs and PTOs and helping some of them through the pandemic really lost momentum. And I encourage parents to participate, to sign up into your local clubs and PTSOs so that you really make a connection. And as a parent, I often was part of my parent group. My parent, we used to have a PTA, PTO group, just even for support, to talk to other parents that are in the same grade level as your students about what's happening and to have a way to be in an organized setting where you can talk to the principal and the administration of the building about issues that are important to your students and are important to you as a parent. So I just encourage people to come back into the school system. Give us as much time as you can give us. Any time is amazing. And it only strengthens the school district. The more that we have parents involved and the more that we have the community involved, it just strengthens the school system.
Wonderful. Thank you. Dr. Navarro, we know that school systems faced so many challenges during the COVID-19 pandemic, and we're still facing its lasting impacts and a lot of tough current events around the world and in Charles County as well. The importance of mental health during this time continues to resonate today. Can you talk about some of the resources that Charles County Public Schools is providing to students to support their mental health and well-being?
Well, very good point, for sure. We need to continue to provide mental health supports for our students. I think one thing that we learned through the pandemic is that our mental health advocates in education systems and school systems for years have reminded us of the importance of the support, the whole child support in their learning. And we learned that lesson very clearly through the pandemic. We have expanded our number of counselors at the elementary level in collaboration with the health department. We went after a grant and actually received a grant that will expand additional behavioral health supports and behavioral specialists in our schools, just to provide more opportunities for students to connect and be able to talk about what they're going through and then, as needed, receive more extensive clinical support. What I would say, though, is there are many things about the school climate that help support the mental health of students. And I really do believe that our ability to come back and have activities that students can participate in, not restrict the way in which they are around each other, and help teachers sort of get back to normal routines. All of those structures help students find places where they feel well and also make connections to adults for the instances when they don't and they need support. We're going to follow very carefully, like we did last year, to do some early identification, some continuation of specific supports for students that last year just had a very difficult year, so that we have plans in place this year, right after, at the start of the school year, to continue to do some interventions. But I will also be honest and say that, you know, we talked about teacher shortages. We have behavioral staff shortages, behavioral health staff shortages as well. We have nurses shortages. So we're trying to expand the services at a time where we have some workforce problems that we also need to address. And so I think our teachers have stepped up. We had some trainings over the summer about mental health and more of the expansion of our sort of level one, tier one behavioral, social emotional learning programs. More teachers participated in this training because I think we understand the importance of this topic in educating the whole child.
Wonderful. Thank you. I'm hoping that the staffing shortages that you're seeing can be fixed, because it sounds like you've got a really good foundation in place. We just need the wonderful people who do this work to come in and help do it for you. So I'm hoping that you can continue to fill these positions. I know we've touched on mental health, we've touched on teacher shortages, we've talked about family engagement, and these are the topics that we hear all the time are affecting schools across the United States. Another issue that I think is on the forefront of a lot of people's minds is school safety. We want to make sure that our students are safe when they get to school. And I know Charles County Public Schools has worked hard to ensure that that's happening. Can you talk to us about this year's safety plans and what you all are doing and focusing on to make sure our students are safe?
Yeah, great topic. Very important for us. Student safety is the job of all of us. How we think about, how we talk to our students about what to bring and what not to bring to school, to talk to our staff about how the right procedures to follow to keep the building sites safe, and the protocols that we follow to vet people as they come into our buildings. And we do. We absolutely want the community in our buildings. And I think our community understands that when you come and partner with us or visit with us, we just ask you to go through some protocols that are important to maintain the safety of our facilities and to maintain the safe interactions with our students. This summer, we expanded a lot of additional training for staff around safety and how to support students. And then we plan to have throughout the school year community meetings to talk about how students, parents are experiencing safety in our buildings, how we continuously work to improve that. But thank you for asking that question, because staff really wants to strive to do the very best that they can, and they're doing so. We are enforcing some rules around backpacks, but understand that we need to work with students to find that middle ground that makes sense as they're walking big buildings and having to carry some equipment. And I think we just need to keep the channels of communication open to figure out how do we enforce some rules that are important, but at the same time, make sure that those rules also make sense to the day-to-day operations of the schools. Safety is obviously a paramount of importance for our staff and our kids coming to school every day. They need to feel safe so that they can learn and thrive.
Thank you. I love hearing about all that you and your team are doing to make sure that we can start this school year and continue this school year doing as well by our students and as well by our faculty as we can. I'd like to take a minute, Dr. Navarro, to recognize the fact that we've been talking about the school system and what the school system is doing, and you've done a beautiful job explaining how hard Charles County Public Schools is working to make a difference for our students and our teachers. But I also want to recognize you. It is National Hispanic Heritage Month, and I think it's really important to say that you are our county's first Hispanic superintendent, which is a great honor for you, and we're so glad that you're here. Can you talk a little bit about what it's like to have that recognition?
Yes, well, Hispanic Heritage Month, like you said, is up and running this from September 15th to October 15th. I am very proud of the board for its recognition. We are probably somewhere around 12 to 13% of our students identify as Hispanic Latino. And I have been told that I am the first female Hispanic superintendent in the state of Maryland.
Wow.
And that's wonderful. I am the first, but I will for sure not be the last. And that's always nice to hear. You know, the Heritage Celebration Month for me, I always tell young people that it's an opportunity for you to know about your heritage, but also for you to speak about your heritage to your peers and for peers to know about that. It's just a great opportunity. There's many events happening in our schools. I will be out and about celebrating with them what they learned, what students find the most interesting about the Hispanic culture and the contributions. I'm actually hosting a panel discussion where I will be bringing Gustavo Torres, who is the executive director of CASA, which is a national, a region organization that supports Latino families and immigrant families in general, but the Latino community at large. And we will also have some county residents. And I always like to invite the community. We're hosting it on October 13th. We'll get information out at Thomas Stone High School at 5:30 in the evening to talk about and listen to the history of what is it like to have been a Hispanic resident, a long-term Hispanic resident here in Charles County. What's their perspective? What is the perspective of students going to school here who are Hispanic? And then we also have what I call a newer parent that is just starting the trajectory with us. Her children in the public schools are starting in the early elementary grades. And so I just invite the community to come and listen to people's experiences, to learn about the diversity. When we say Hispanic, there's a diverse set of communities that make up that group. And more importantly, you know, the strength is when we take these opportunities for students to get to know each other better, to learn about each other's history and contributions. That really does make what I think the United States is all about.
Thank you for sharing. I'm so glad that you have some strong programming to recognize this month. That's wonderful. Dr. Navarro, thank you so much for being here today. I remember from my days in the public school system that there are never enough minutes in the day, and often, you know, even taking time to run to the restroom or grab something to eat can be seem like an impossible task. So the fact that you took some time today and sat and chatted with us so that our citizens of Charles County can hear what you're doing to make sure that our schools the best they can be means a lot to me. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for covering us, Dorian. I'm happy to do it anytime, because I think throughout the, you never know when people are just going to take a few minutes to listen to it, and it generates, I hear all the time, oh, I heard you, and now I'm curious if I could substitute, if I could, you know, so how can I help? And that always is helpful.
I love that. We want our community to be engaged. That's wonderful. So Dr. Navarro, thank you for being here, and our Charles County residents, thank you for listening. If you would like to connect with Charles County government, you can always visit our website at www.charlescountymd.gov. Please follow us on Facebook and Twitter, subscribe to the county's e-news, and sign up for our text and email alerts through the citizen notification system. You can also watch our updates on CCGTV, on Comcast Channel 95, or Verizon Fios 10. We're also streaming on Apple TV and Roku devices. We so appreciate you staying connected so that you know what's going on in your community, can help empower change, and allow us to best serve our county. Take care, stay safe, and stay engaged.